We'll take the last Rambams in Hilchos Chanukah. Okay. Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, it's a Perek Dal Halacha Yud Beis. Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Yad Ma'od. It's a very beloved mitzvah. V'tzorach Adam Lizor Bo. And a person must be very careful with it. Kidei Lo'odiyah HaNeis, in order to make the Neis known. V'lohosif B'Shevach HaKel. And to add to the praise of God. V'odoya Lo. And our thanks to him, Al Hanisim Shaslana, because the Nisim they did for us. So he mentioned the Ram says Al Hanisim Shaslana, not the Nais. He means to say, like he says in his Hagdama, that the purpose of Chanukah and the purpose of Purim is to remind us of the fact that God is close to us. B'chol Korein Olav. Okay. So that's why it's a mitzvah chaviva. Because it brings to mind the closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Afilu ein lo ma yochal, even if he doesn't have what to eat, elam en atzdaka, but from charity, shoel o mocher kasuso, so he borrows or he sells his garment, v'lokeach shem v'neris l'madlik, so he has to sell his sell whatever he can in order to be madlik the ner. Okay, that's halacha yud beis. All right. Harei she'ein lo ela pruta achas. Let's say he only has one penny. Ulefonav kiddush hayom v'adlokas ner Chanukah, and he has in front of him two mitzvahs. To make kiddush hayom on yayin, okay, or to be madlik the ner Chanukah. So, makdim liknos shemen lahadlik ner Chanukah. So, what he does is, he's magdim, the Ner Chanukah takes precedence, and he's madlik the Ner Chanukah, and he forfeits the yayin for Kiddush. Okay, because he can only do one. Hol shneyem yidivei sofrim, since they're both midrabbanon, mutav lahagdim Ner Chanukah. So, it's better that he should have Ner Chanukah take precedence, sheyesh bo zichron hanes, because it has zichron hanes, okay? All right, so on the surface, the Rambam sounds reasonable, based on the Gemara, but when you think into it, every mitzvah, there's a maisan mitzvah, and there's a theme, right? So the Rambam's saying that the theme of zichron hanes takes precedence over the theme of yayin l'kiddush. But the theme of yayin l'kiddush is really kiddushas hayom of Shabbos. And Shabbos is connected kol haTorah kulo. So Shabbos is Briyas Olam, Shabbos is Yichud Hashem, Shabbos is Yesh Me'ayin. I mean, Shabbos is the fundamentals of everything. So why should Zichron Hanes take precedence over the theme of Shabbos? I mean, they're both midivrei sofrim, they both have a theme. And the theme of Yayin Yekid L'Kiddush is a theme of Kedushas Hayom for the Yom HaShvi. So why should the Zichron Hanes take precedence over the Yisod HaDas? I mean, you know the Rambam says, a person that's Mechal Shabbos is the Kilo of Avodah Zarah, and anyone that keeps Shabbos is Hashem to call it Torah Kula. So why is it that over here he's saying that the that the Zichron Hanes, the Ner Chanukah, takes precedence. Yeah. The Ram, the last Ram in Hilchos Shabbos. HaShabbos v'avodas kachavim u'mazolos kol achz men mishtehen shkula k'neged shor kol mitzvah torah. V'HaShabbos hi ha'oz shebein HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'neinu l'olam. V'ficha kol ha'over ha'ashara mitzvah s'v'yogu b'chlau rishi Yisrael. Aval ha'machal HaShabbos v'farhesya, a person who desecrates the Sabbath, ha'reyu kol v'avodas kachavim, it's as if he serves idols. Okay. L'fichach m'shabeich ha'navi v'om ha'ashra enosh yaseh zos v'en adam yachzik bo shomer Shabbos mechal lo v'chol ha'shomer Shabbos kilchoso m'chabdo m'ango k'fi kocho k'va m'furish b'kabola schar bolam hazeh yeser ala schar atzof m'olam abo. A person that keeps Shabbos has schar in this world and more besides the schar that he has in olam abo. שנאמר עוז תשא נגל על השם והרכבתיך ובמוס הארץ ואכלתיך נחל עשה גביך וכפי יד השם דיבר. So Shabbos is most important. And over here it seems that Ne'er Chanukah, because of Zichron Anes, takes precedence over Shabbos. The question is, why should that be? Okay? Then the next halacha. Hayel afon of Ne'er Beis over Ne'er Chanukah, or Ne'er Beis over Kiddush Hayom, Ne'er Beis over Kodam. So it means Ne'er Shabbos, right? So he has Ne'er Shabbos, and either he has Yayin, Kiddush Hayom, or else he has Ne'er Chanukah. So which one takes precedence? So he says Ne'er Beis over Kodam. So the Ne'er Shabbos is prior, has precedence. Why? Mishum Shalom Beiso. Because of Shalom Beiso. Sharei Hashem Nimchak Laso Shalom Benish Lishto. Because by Sota, so the Shem is put into the Mayim Amarim, and the Shem is Nimchak in order to be Bodek the Sota, so that there should be peace between man and his wife. Gadla Shalom Shekolatara Nitna Laso Shalom. Or the other gear says Shelizat Ko. Shatara Nitna Laso Shalom Bolam. Shenemar. So the question is, over here also it's strange. I mean, Ne'er Chanukah is Pirsum Anes, that's Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem you have to Mos Nefesh for. Shalom Bayis is very important, but it's not you're not Chayav Mos Nefesh because of Shalom Bayis. So why is it that over here we say that you put away the Kiddush Hashem, Kiddush Ma Gadol, which is one of the greatest mitzvahs, and instead you're concerned about the Shalom Bayis? I mean, yes.
If you use that logic, can't you answer your first question? Well, if you use Kiddush Hashem,
you give up
your life force, then you don't give up your life
for
Shabbos,
so you see. Yeah, but Shabbos is the Yesod of Yesodos. So that should come first. And what you give your life for is comes afterwards. But the primary thing is, what's the Yisod Yisodos? The Yisod Yisodos is Shmir Shabbos, because that's Bryas Olam, Bore Olam. That's Yichud Hashem, Yesh Me'ayin, all the fundamental principles. All the Nisim and Mitzrayim were just done to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bore Olam. Sheyesham Mamsi, Yesham... Yesham, what's the Lord of the Lashna? Mamsi Risham, Mamsi Kol Nimsa. So that would seem to be the most basic idea.
Giving up your life is not the indication as the most important thing, but it certainly indicates that it has some importance.
Right, but the importance should be based upon the ideas. So the idea of Shabbos really is the most, should be the most important. And that's what it would seem logically. Okay? Yeah. Yeah. So the Rambam makes it clear, that's the Rambam in the end, after the Minyan HaMitzvahs, in the beginning in the Hakdamah, it makes it clear that the purpose is to show that the Torah is Emes, and that God has His Hashgacha close to us. So that's not the same, that's the fundamental principle of Zichron Anes. That's why they'll Masakein Purim and Chanukah. But that's not the same thing as Maisa Bereishis. It's important, but Maisa Bereishis is the fundamental Yisod Yisodos. So how could you push that aside if that's the theme of Kiddush Hayom? How do you push that theme aside for the theme of Zichron Anes, which is a very important theme? It shows that what the Torah says is true, and God is close to us. Not to say it's not important then to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But first you have to have the right principles, and the right principles is the celebration of Shabbos. Okay?
Maybe.
It should go by the theme. The theme of Kiddush Hayom is really the theme of Shabbos. That's the theme of the mitzvah. It's Shriyah Shabbos. You get Shevach Hodor also without an air.
Yeah, but it's Zichron Anes. That's the central Kiddush
Hayom. Going by the theme of the mitzvah, the theme is Shabbos. The theme of Shabbos should really override the theme of the Nes, because the Shabbos is everything. I hear what you're saying, that you have Shabbos anyways, so other expressions.
Ram doesn't say that. Ram doesn't say,
yeah, that's true. Ram doesn't use that reason. The Rambam doesn't use that reason at all. That's correct. That's a good point. That's a good point. That would really say, because he's just a Shneim Mitzvos Medivrei Sofrim, and Mutav Lagdim Nesh Yesh Bo Zichron Neis. He doesn't say, because if you're not Mekadosh Alayayin, you still say Kiddush. That's correct. He doesn't say that. And besides, the second halacha certainly is difficult, because they have the same problem. They have the same problem. And you're right, because he doesn't say because he could do it anyways. He says because you have two mitzvahs midrabanan, and this one has zichron aneis. Yeah, but this one has zichron Shabbos. Okay. So I was thinking like this, that there's two things in a mitzvah. There's the theme of a mitzvah, the idea of the mitzvah, and then besides that, besides the theme of the mitzvah, there is the benefit that the person reaps from the mitzvah, the affect that the mitzvah has on the person, okay, the practical affect. So in the dechia of Kiddush Hayom, because of Zichron Aneis, it's not based upon the theme. It's based upon the affect that it has on the person, the benefit the person derives from it. So if he doesn't have Yayin LeKiddush, so it's true he'll miss the Yayin LeKiddush, he'll miss the enhancement of the Kiddush, but if he misses the Chavivas HaMitzvah, which is the fact that God is Karv L'Shavaseinu, then he's missing a greater effect in him. So the Dechiyah is not based upon the theme, the significance of the theme. It's based upon the affect in the Gavra. And the affect in the Gavra is greater by Zichron Aneis. Because in Zichron Aneis, he realizes that the Torah is true and that God is Karv L'Shavaseinu. And that theme is more moving to him than the theme of the Yom HaShabbos. Yom HaShabbos is the greatest theme, but it's still this is the thing that moves the person, that God is close to him and that the Torah is true and the Avtachos are true. So that is more significant to an individual, a normal person, that's more significant to him than the idea of Sheish Shmei Bereishis, which, of course, for Chachamim, that's everything. But for the average person, the thing that moves them is really the fact that the Zichron Aneis, the Karv L'Shavaseinu. So it doesn't go by the theme being Sosa, one theme being Sosa or another. It goes by the affect and the Gavra.
Rabbi?
Yes.
So I was thinking, though, like...
In other words, what promotes the person to more to keep Yahadis, to be attached to Yahadis? So what promotes him more to be attached to Yahadis, to keep Yahadis, is really the theme that God is close to him.
I was just thinking, like, okay, so you have...
So
okay,
you
Svi's asking, where's the source for this type of an approach in Halacha? Yes?
So
there's a somewhat of a raya from the Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't say that Ner Chanukah is Docha Kiddush Hayom Alayayin. He says, Mutav Lahagdim Ner Chanukah Sheish Bo Zichron Aneis. Mutav. It's better. What does it mean, it's better? It means it has a better effect on the person. That's what he means by the Lashon of Mutav. Otherwise, what do you mean, Mutav? This is Dochadat. So if it were a process of Dechiyah of themes, he wouldn't say Mutav. He'd say that one trumps the other. But he doesn't say that. He says Mutav, it's better. It's better means that he gains more out of it. It goes by what the Gavra gains. The gain is greater through Zichron Aneis. Okay?
Rabbi,
yes.
According to the Rambam, mutav doesn't mean to say that it's better, but if you choose the other one, then...
No, mutav means to say this is more significant. So if he takes the less significant, he's doing something wrong.
Uh-huh.
But it's not a dechiyah. If he did Kiddush Hayom, it still would be a mitzvah. In that sense, it doesn't disqualify. It's not docha. It's not like I say docha lo sasei. It's not docha, but he's going to be missing out on the good. He'll be missing out on the good. The same thing is true with the second halacha, but the second halacha is a little trickier. Because the second halacha says, Ha'ilafon of ner beis of a ner Chanukah, or ner beis of a kiddush hayom, Ner beso kodem, mishum shalom bayis, shalom beso. Sharei Hashem nimchak lasos shalom bein ish liishto. So what does he mean to say? Over here you have zichron anes, which promotes closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, but the answer is like this, that the idea of being docha, the zichron anes, the kiddush Hashem, for shalom, is a more important process. In the process of dechiyah, he's going to gain more out of it. Why? Because it brings to mind the idea of the shame being nimchak, which means the shame being nimchak means the shame is kiddush Hashem, kavod Hashem. So a person always feels if he has a kavod Hashem that he's somehow or other, it's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But really, it's for himself. Because the shame itself, God doesn't care about the shame. He cares about the person. So in the shame being nimchak, he shows the idea that it's not the shame that's significant. It's the person that's significant. So the shame, so the mechikas Hashem shows that everything in Kol HaTorah Kulo is being done for man, not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in that idea of mechikas Hashem teaches us the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mochek his shame, allows his shame to be nimchak, because of the good of the people, to show you that Kol HaTorah Kulo is really for the good of man. So that idea draws a person even closer than the other idea of Korav L'Shavaseinu. So, but over here it's in the process of the Dechia. You see, in other words, that since you Docha the Zichron Anes because of the mitzvah of Shalom Bayis, it brings to mind the Mechikas Hashem by Megillas Sota. And that brings to mind the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvahs only for us. And the Kiddush Hashem is really only for us. But the real purpose of everything is not for Hashem, it's for us, which is a fundamentally Yisod Nedas. And also, it makes a person, it shows the Avas Hashem Elamo. So that's a greater theme that moves the person more, even than the theme of Zichron Hanes. That's the Pshat Naram. Okay? Yes.
Why is it switching from affect to theme now? In the first case,
no, in other words, the theme. No, it's the affect. It's still the affect. But he's saying this theme promotes a certain affect. But the theme that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows his kavod, his shame to be nimchak for man, shows that Kol HaTorah Kulo is really for man. And that it's then the and it's avas olam aftano, by giving us the mitzvahs is all for us. So that is a greater, even a greater theme. That is a greater theme. I don't mean a greater theme. I mean it has a greater affect on the person. It's a greater theme insofar as its affect is concerned. It has a greater affect.
Greater than zichron anes.
That idea is more for a person than Zichron Anes. Means is more meaningful to the person. It's Makarvim more to the Shechina than Zichron Anes. Okay? So, yeah.
I'm saying it's not that the theme of Shalom moves him more than the theme of Zichron Anes, but it's the fact that there's a Dechia is what moves him?
Right. That's right. In other words, the process, this whole system over here is for one purpose. The system, the purpose of the system is to produce the affect in the individual, which has the greatest benefit in terms of making him Karv Lashem, promoting Kravis Lashem. So that's the system, yes.
Is that the reason why you have this kind of a topic brought up by the Rambam here, but you don't really have that in Shalom?
That's correct.
If you don't have that much money, you do this.
Right, that's true. That's true. That's true. That's why it's over here, because over here you have the clear-cut affect. Okay. And then he says, yes?
So I was just going to ask the way he ends with...
Then he ends with, Gadol HaShalom Shehatorah Nitna Lasa Shalom Ba'olam Shenema Derechai Adar Chenema Cholim Nesivas HaShalom. So there he says in a generic way, that the purpose, but there's something more here that I'll come back to. But he says in a generic way that the purpose is to create shalom in the world, that the whole Torah was given for man, so that man can have a life of shalom. Whatever that means, we'll have to come back to that a little bit. It sounds a little hollow at first. Okay.
On the surface, that sounds to be going against what you're saying, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because he seems to be now saying that shalom is intrinsically not because of the Kliya. He's trying to show that shalom is called Torah for shalom, not for the idea of the Kliya of...
Right, not for the affect, I mean. Right. Yeah. It needs a little explanation why he added that pasuk. Okay.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Are you answering Aaron's question? Why is this here not
here? This is over here. This is a unique situation. We have clear cut criteria as to how to determine. Okay.
Usually
it's not so simple. One of the difficult things in the Rambam is the Rambam's Tamei HaMitzvos. Okay. His Tamei HaMitzvos are very strange. People didn't like them. Okay. Let me give you an example. He says like this.
What page
are we? I'm on page 352. Okay. He says the precepts of the eighth class, which are enumerated in the section, he breaks up the Tamei HaMitzvos, breaks them up into classes. Okay, and then he goes into each class. So he says like this: the precepts of the eighth class are enumerated in the section on seasons. With a few exceptions, the reasons for all of them are stated in the law. Now he starts. The object of Sabbath is obvious and requires no explanation. The rest it affords to man is known. 1/7 of the life of every man, whether small or great, passes thus in comfort and in rest from trouble and exertion. This the Sabbath affects in addition to the perpetuation and confirmation of the grand doctrine of the creation. Sounds like reversed, that the main thing is the rest. They should spend 1/7 of his life, whether small or great, passes thus in comfort and in rest from trouble and exertion. And then he says, this the Sabbath affects in addition to the perpetuation and confirmation of the grand doctrine of the creation. And he should say the Shabbos is really the grand doctrine of the creation. Person gets a little rest, okay, so that's Agavorcha. But he states that the main idea is, his first reason is because of rest. That sounds very strange, okay? Then he goes on to say like this: other holy days are appointed for rejoicing and for such pleasant gathering as people generally need, okay? They also promote the good feeling that men should have to each other in their social and political relations. The appointment of the special days of such purposes has its cause. But basically, he says the reason is that it has its cause because of the certain period. But again, he says his main reason seems to be that for the rejoicing and pleasant gatherings of the people. And it promotes good feelings that men should have to each other in their social and political relations. That's what people didn't like about the Tamei HaMitzvos, because it sounds like a very superficial reason. But it's interesting, he contradicts himself on this one, because on page 386, the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, It has thus been shown that it must be man's aim, after having acquired the knowledge of God, to deliver himself up to him and to have his heart constantly filled with longing after him. He accomplishes this generally by seclusion and retirement. Every pious man should therefore seek retirement and seclusion, and should only in case of necessity associate with others. And over here he says, the holy days are appointed for rejoicing and for such pleasant gatherings as people generally need. and they promote the good feeling. They mention have to each other. I mean, it seems to be tied to the sansari. Okay? Yeah. There's another one. Another one of the same type of explanations. And page, it's chapter 59, page 373 in the paperback edition. It is well known that man requires friends all his lifetime. Aristotle explains this in the ninth book of his Nicomachean Ethics. When man is in good health and prosperous, he enjoys the company of his friends. In time of trouble, he is in need of them. In old age, when his body is weak, he is assisted by them. This love is more frequent and more intense between parents and children and among other relations. Perfect love, brotherhood, and mutual assistance is only found among those near to each other by relationship. Also sounds very superficial. I mean, two Talmid Chacham aren't... David and Yohanan didn't have a greater ava, a greater closeness than two brothers. I mean, it sounds like it's very superficial. So he says, the members of a family united by common descent from the same grandfather or even from some more distant ancestor have towards each other a certain feeling of love, help each other, and sympathize with each other. To effect this is one of the chief purposes of the law. This is on the Divine Commandments, chapter XL1X. 59. He's saying that this is one of the main objectives of the law. This is one of the main objectives of the law. He says, to effect, this is one of the chief purposes of the law. That's why he says professional harlots were therefore not tolerated in Israel, because their existence would disturb the above relationships between man and man. Their children are strangers to everybody. No one knows to what family they belong, and goes on. Okay. So, but that's basically, again, something that people objected to in the Tamei HaMitzvahs, that he's making it into a very superficial type of a system. Okay. Here's another one that's a little more disturbing even. Okay. Page 323. Where he talks about the karbanos. Speaks about the general mode of worship in which the Israelites were brought up consisted in sacrificing animals in those temples which contained certain images, to bow down to those images and to burn incense before them. Religious and ascetic persons were in those days the persons that were devoted to the service in the temples erected to the stars, as has been explained by us. It was in accordance with the wisdom and plan of God, as displayed in the whole creation, that he did not command us to give up and to discontinue all these manners of service. For to obey such a commandment, it would have been contrary to the nature of man, who generally cleaves to that to which he is used. Okay, and then he goes on, he says like this. That's not so bad, but then he goes on, he says like this. It would in those days have made the same impression as a prophet would make at present if he called us to the service of God and told us in his name that we should not pray to him, not fast, not seek his help in time of trouble, that we should serve him in thought and not by action. So there were those that got the implication from the Rambam, from this Rambam, that mitzvahs really were like superimposed and artificial. That they're really the tefillah, that really the real way to worship God is just through the mind. And all these other things were just put together in order to, because people couldn't accept the real religion. So implying that that these things are dispensable. Okay? For this reason, God allowed these kinds of services to continue. Okay? And then he goes on. I just want to see if there's anything here. Okay. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to answer the Rambam's approach to Tamei Mitzvahs. See, the Rambam's like this. The general object of the law is twofold. The well-being of the soul and the well-being of the body. The well-being of the soul is promoted by correct opinions communicated to the people. I'm reading now chapter 27, 312. The well-being of the soul is promoted by correct opinions communicated to the people according to their capacity. Some of these opinions are therefore imparted in a plain form, others allegorically. Why? Because certain opinions are in their plain form too strong for the capacity of the common people. The well-being of the body is established by a proper management of the relationships in which we live one to another. This we can attain in two ways. First, by removing violence from our midst. That is to say that we do not do everyone as he pleases, desires, and is able to do, but every one of us does that which contributes towards the common welfare. Secondly, by teaching every one of us such good morals as must produce a good social state. Of these two objects, the one, the well-being of the soul, or the communication of correct opinions, comes undoubtedly first in rank. But the other, the well-being of the body, the governing of the state, and the establishment of the best possible relations among men, is anterior in nature and time. The latter object is required first. It is also treated most fully and most minutely, because the well-being of the soul can only be obtained after that of the body has been secured. Okay, but anyways, that's basically what he's in line with his whole approach. Okay. Yeah. So we noticed the contradiction where he says that the purpose of the mitzvos is to promote the holidays, is to promote a social situation which is beneficial for man. Man needs his friends, and then the opposite, that a person should live in seclusion and have nothing to do with people unless he absolutely must. Okay? And I'd like to answer another question also. You see, in the end of the Mora, he goes into how the true worship of God and how the perfect worship God. So there, he talks a little differently. Like, for instance, he says, I will now commence to show you the way, page 387, show you the way how to educate and train yourselves in order to attain that great perfection. First thing you must do is this. Turn your thoughts away from everything while you read Shema, or during the tefillah, and do not content yourself with being devout when you read the first verse of Shema, or the first paragraph of the prayer. When you have successfully practiced this for many years, try in reading the law or listening to it to have all your heart and all your thoughts occupied with the understanding of what you read or hear. Okay? After some time, when you have mastered this, accustom yourself to have your mind free from all other thoughts. When you read any portion of the other books of the prophets, or when you say any blessing, and to have your attention directed exclusively to the perception and the understanding of what you utter. When you have succeeded in properly performing these acts of divine service, and you have your thought during their performance entirely abstracted from worldly affairs, take then care that your thought be not disturbed by thinking of your wants and of superfluous things. In short, think of worldly matters when you eat, drink, bathe, talk with your wife and little children, or when you converse with other people. These times, which are frequent and long, I think must suffice to you for reflecting on everything that is necessary as regards business, household, and health. But when you are engaged in the performance of religious duties, have your mind exclusively directed to what you are doing. While you are alone by yourself, be careful to meditate in such precious moments on nothing but the intellectual worship of God, to approach Him and to minister before Him in the true manner which I have described to you, not in hollow emotions. There he's talking more like you'd expect the Rambam to talk. And before, he's talking in a way which appears to be opposite to what he's saying here. But I think that the secret behind the whole Rambam's formula for Tamei HaMitzvos is based on one thing, you see. It's based on where he says, and where I quoted before on page 323, where he talks about the Karbanos. And he says, for God to give us a system without Karbanos would be tantamount. He says, it would in those days have made the same impression as a prophet would make at present if he called to the service of God and told us in his name that we should not pray to him, not fast, not seek his help in times of trouble, that we should serve him in thought and not by any action. He doesn't mean to say that these things are superfluous. What he means to say is that the purpose of the Torah is to create a framework for an ummah, for a nation. And the way you create a framework for a nation is to create a system that's socially viable and that's socially conducive to perfection and that is socially satisfying. You see, that's the way that you create a system for an ummah. And the whole Torah was, V'atem t'yili mamlechas kohen v'goy kadosh. So the purpose of the Torah is really to create a system where you have a social system that is very successful and very satisfying. To overlook that, see, in Tamei HaMitzvos, what you're trying to do is to understand the mitzvahs. That's the bottom line, Tamei HaMitzvos. You want to understand the mitzvah. What the Rambam is saying is you cannot understand the mitzvah unless you take into consideration its social aspect, because there is a social dimension which is absolutely necessary in order to have the system. See, that's what he means. He doesn't mean to say that these things are unimportant, that tefillah is not real, and that God doesn't answer your tefillahs. He's just giving you an example that if you would present such a system to man, you would have no one adhere to it. So that's why he says, since the social is a necessary component of the nation, it's a necessary component, so when you want to understand Tamei HaMitzvos, you must look in the mitzvah, you must look for the social aspect. You see? That's why he says, Shabbos, he starts off with rest. Or the holidays is because people need social gatherings, and they need to feel a closeness to each other, and camaraderie, and people need friends. In the Torah, the Torah must satisfy that. If you're looking for the reasons for mitzvos, if you're looking to understand mitzvos, you must search for that element in the mitzvos. doesn't mean that's the only element, you see. What it means is the Torah is really a twofold system. And that's why I mentioned, the Rav one time mentioned, he said that some say the last part of the Rambam is not really the Rambam, where he says how the perfect worship God and the true worship of God. It doesn't sound like the Mar Nevuchim. But the truth of the matter is, what is it doing there? And many wonder, the Rav said it's absolutely authentic. But many wonder, what is it doing there? The reason it's there for a specific purpose. Because, you see, first in explaining the divine commandments, he's explaining the social order. And that's why he says, for instance, he says, in, as I mentioned before, in chapter 27, that the well-being of the soul is promoted by correct opinions communicated to the people according to their capacity. Some of these opinions are therefore imparted in a plain form, others allegorically, because certain opinions in their plain form are too strong for the capacity of the common people. You see, in order to create a system, you must have a system that lends itself to satisfaction among the common people. We have halachic zera shein rov tzibi chol lama bo, you can't pass. It's basically a similar idea, because the essence of the system has to satisfy the social need. Otherwise, you have no system. Now, since that's the case, in understanding the mitzvah, you must always search out the elements that are conducive for that purpose. That's why he mentions Shabbos as rest, because he says that is what really draws the hamon and satisfies the society. And that satisfaction is found in Shabbos, that satisfaction is found in the holidays, and the satisfaction is found in that's why he talks about he says that's the main objective, a principal objective of the law, is that man should have a close family and friends. All these things are necessary. It is a principal objective of the law, because without that, there is no society. So the Rambam does not ridicule the person who enjoys the physical onik Shabbos, because that is a purpose. And you have to find, in the mitzvahs, you have to find the social purpose. There's a social dimension. But our system is two-dimensional. It's a social dimension, and it's also a dimension for perfection. There's a dimension for perfection, which means the way the social system was set up is such that that in it are the rungs of the ladders that a great person can climb to perfection. That's why he puts how the perfect worship God right after the divine commandments. Because he wants to show you it's a twofold system. But you can't negate one aspect of it. You can't just say, the problem is that people negated the aspect of the social. And they said the Torah is just a system of perfection. Yes, it is a system of perfection. But it's perfection on two planes. One plane is, in every mitzvah, if you want to understand it, you must look for the social benefit that promotes a good and happy society. That's one objective. That's a serious objective. And if you don't find that, you're not really getting down to the Tamei HaMitzvahs, because that's an objective of the mitzvahs. And also you must find how the system allows the perfect person to emerge and to climb on the ladder of perfection and to emerge as a perfected human being. That's why he puts how the perfect worship of God adjacent to this. Because he wants to bring out the idea that it's a twofold system. It's a twofold system. So when he says, and he proves it by saying that if a prophet would try to give a religion that didn't have any social satisfaction, it would never exist. Couldn't exist. So that proves, with that he's trying to prove the social dimension. And that's significant in understanding Tamei HaMitzvahs. If you don't see that in the mitzvah, you're missing the mitzvah. You're missing the understanding of the mitzvah. Of course, the perfection of the mitzvah as well. That's why he says Shema really is on two levels. It's for the plain person to be aware of God, but it's also for a person who's the greatest chacham to use it to reach the greatest heights. But what the Rambam did was, the Rambam recognized that it would not be rational to negate the social dimension in mitzvahs. And if you don't find it and that's why he searched it out in all the mitzvahs. You see. That really is the second pasuk. D'rochea d'archei noam v'chol nesivosei ha-shalom. And that's why the correct girsa is kafach's girsa. Not kol ha-Torah kula. Not kol ha-Torah nitna. It's not that kol ha-Torah nitna. Godel ha-shalom. She kol ha-Torah nitna las ha-shalom. Not kol ha-Torah. Ha-Torah nitna las ha-shalom. That the Torah, that is a serious objective of the Torah. To create a proper social order. Because without that backdrop, you have nothing. You have no system. So that's why he adds that in the end of Hilchas Chanukah. To teach you that's why he says that's the reason why these things take precedence. Because for man to feel Kravos Hashem has a much bigger impression on him than to have Yayin Shel Kiddush, even though Yayin Shel Kiddush is tied to the greatest theme. But in terms of the social dimension, it's more important to have Zichron Anes. And again, in terms of the social dimension, it's more important for man to know that he's not doing the mitzvahs for God, but on the contrary, that God, with his great Ava, gave him the opportunity to do mitzvahs, and even allowed for Mechikas Hashem, which shows that the shame is only there, and the benefit of the shame is for us. So that moves the person, is more important in terms of the social dimension than the significance of the mitzvah itself. That's why he says, that's why the Rambam ends it with the last pasuk. Because that's the pasuk which teaches us the idea that the social dimension is a serious objective in the Torah. And that's what priorities are based on. That's what these priorities are based on. That's why he quotes that second, the last pasuk. That's why he ends with the last pasuk. Yes.
You're saying that's going back on all of the comparisons, not just the fact of Shalom. You're not just saying that's why Shalom is greater than.
If Shalom is greater, that doesn't mean that Shalom. Shalom. The Rambam says that the greatest thing is the ideas. Shalom is only necessary, he says, when you have people. So how can you say over here the whole purpose is Shalom? But the answer is because the objective of the Torah is to create a certain society. And you cannot overlook, that's what the Rambam was very insistent on, you cannot overlook the significance of the social order. And that has to be one of the objectives of the law, a primary objective of the law. Doesn't mean it's the only objective, but it's a primary objective, and the method that's used is that the themes that are used to create the social order are deep themes, where that's why it says Lamdeni Chukecha, that the David HaMelech is mispalel to God, Lamdeni Chukecha, means that's where the person really reaches deeply into the ideas of the themes. But the themes are constructed in a way that they're socially satisfying. Otherwise, you wouldn't have any. If you overlook that, you're overlooking Tamei Mitzvos. That's basically what the Rambam is saying. And it has to be that way rationally. That's why he brings in that proof. But don't think that the Rambam thought that tefillah isn't important. As a matter of fact, he says that he mentions that he says like this, I now return on page 325. I now return to my theme. As the sacrificial service is not the primary object of the commandments about sacrifice, while supplications, prayers, and similar kinds of worship are nearer to the primary object and indispensable for obtaining it, a great difference was made in the law between these two kinds of service. The one kind, which consists in offering sacrifices, although the sacrifices are offered to the name of God, has not been made obligatory for us to the same extent as it had been before. We were not commanded to sacrifice in every place and in every time, or to build a temple in every place, or to permit anyone who desires to become priest to sacrifice. On the contrary, all this is prohibited unto us. Only one temple has been appointed, in the place which the Lord shall choose. In no other place is it allowed to sacrifice. Take heed to thyself, that thou offer not thy burnt offerings in every place that thou seest. And only the members of a particular family were allowed to officiate as priests. All these restrictions serve to limit this kind of worship and keep it within the bounds which God did not think it necessary to abolish sacrificial service altogether. But prayer and supplication can be offered everywhere, by every person. The same is the case with the commandment of tzitzis, mezuzah, tefillin, and similar kinds of divine service. So he holds that it's true that here he goes one step further. He says, because of this principle which I explained to you, the prophets in their books are frequently found to rebuke their fellow men for being overzealous and exerting themselves too much in bringing sacrifices. The prophets just thus distinctly declare that the object of the sacrifice is not very essential and that God does not require them. Samuel therefore said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Isaiah exclaimed, to what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? Jeremiah declared, for I spoke not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings and sacrifices. But this thing commanded I, saying to them, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people. So this verse has been found very difficult in the opinion of all those whose words I read or hear. They say, how could Jeremiah say that God didn't command them about sacrifices? There are many commandments in the Torah about sacrifices. So he says, the commandment that sacrifice shall be brought and that the temple shall be visited is not for its object the success of that principle among you. For it and for its sake, I have transferred these modes to worship my name. And for its sake, I have transferred these modes of worship to my name. Idolatry shall thereby be utterly destroyed, and Jewish faith firmly established. You, however, have ignored this object and taken hold of that which is only the means, and you have doubted my existence. So, in other words, the whole purpose was really to reach a higher level through tefillah. But you engaged in the social to a greater degree than was necessary. So the Rambam is going one step further and explains the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu that it has its place, but since it's for the social, so the social is extremely important. You can't do without it. But at the same time, a person has to recognize the Navi reprimanded the people because they didn't recognize that there's something higher, was reaching for something higher. So they abandoned the higher and they went for the lower, for the means. That's wrong. But that shows that that doesn't take away from the fact that the social is necessary. And that in mitzvahs, in order to understand them, you have to find the social. That's basically the realm. That's the Rambam's Tamei HaMitzvos. It's not that he's demeaning the mitzvahs, as many people think. They don't get the full picture. He's merely saying that you cannot avoid, and if you do avoid, you won't understand the mitzvahs. You can't avoid the social dimension that's necessary for mitzvahs. But at the same time, he has adjacent to that how the perfect worship God to show that it's a twofold system. In that system, the plain person has an opportunity to have a socially enjoyable life, but he also has an opportunity to live through in that life, come across ideas which will raise him to the highest level so he can emerge as a perfected human being. That's the time I miss the room. Okay. Yes?
Are you saying that each mitzvah has its developmental components and social components? Or are you saying that the way the Torah characterizes the social component will make it so that it's also a developmental tool?
We're saying that in mitzvahs there's two dimensions. There's the social dimension, which is absolutely necessary, okay, and it's imperative. And I'm saying also that it's constructed in a way. The social is constructed in a way where there are roots to reach the highest perfection. Now, what's your question? Okay. I'm not saying, by the way, there's an interesting chazal, a famous chazal, that the Gemara says, which corroborates the Rambam really, that the Gemara says that there's two places where the Torah gave the reason, Tamei HaMitzvos, by Lo Yabalo Noshim and Lo Yabalo Susim. And the greatest person fell through. Why? Because he felt that he doesn't need the social. But the truth was that because he was overconfident, he failed. He fell in that case. So the social is not to be frowned upon, because the social is extremely important, and many times a person might overestimate himself. That's why the Torah didn't give the reason, so the person wouldn't find himself in that position. But nevertheless, the social is there. There is a social dimension that you can't take away. But like tefillah is a social dimension. But and that's why we say that a person has terasam naso is pata from tefillah. But you can't. But it's impossible to arrive at a higher level without tefillah. So the social functions as a means to arriving at a higher level. But it's intertwined. But the whole Torah, in analysis of the whole Torah, you must look at it under two frameworks: the social dimension and also the perfection dimension, and they're intertwined. Sometimes, and the proof is really like you take Avraham Avinu, who didn't have mitzvahs, but he wasn't lacking in perfection, so he didn't need it. But the to have an Ummah, an Am Yisrael, you must have the social dimension. And you can't know in certain mitzvahs, like Asiyas HaMitzvah, the Rambam says that Asiyas HaMitzvahs you shouldn't look down upon. Why? Because I say, well, it's a social thing. It says even Moshe Rabbeinu perfected himself through Asiyas HaMitzvahs, because Oz Yavdil Moshe, that he set aside the Ari Miklat for the future, because that was a perfection for him, because he was able to come to grips with the difficult task of accepting his own ish that he can't go into Eretz Yisrael. So through setting aside the Aryan Miklat, which he will never see, he overcame that emotion. So you see that even the greatest person, a mitzvah could be beneficial. But that doesn't have anything to do with the fact that in understanding mitzvahs, there are two dimensions. And you can't deny that. If you deny that, you just deny reality, because it's impossible to set up an ummah without the social dimension. It also shows you that you shouldn't frown on people that enjoy Shabbos because of the physical oneg, because that really was the purpose of the law, like the Rambam says. The social, it's a very important purpose. It's an important objective. Okay, any questions?
Why did you say that they were intertwined? What did you mean by that?
I mean, that's God's chachma. How we created a system which is which has a socially satisfying, in a way that the perfect can emerge from that system.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Rebbe?
Yes.
What you were saying earlier, why did the Rambam give these laws by the end of Hanukkah?
Yeah, I answer that. The steer between the highest degree being isolation and meeting with people only when it's absolutely necessary, and also the importance of being involved socially. Because the social, the one that's in the Divine Commandments, where he's talking about the Tamei HaMitzvos and understanding the social dimension which must be in a mitzvah. So that's why he speaks that way. But the Yochid who perfects himself, that's the second dimension of the Torah, that it is a vehicle for the Yochid to perfect himself. So that's where he talks about the person. That's the individual, the rare individual that is in isolation and doesn't have any need for their social interaction. And for him, it will be a waste of time. Just like the Nevi'im criticized the people who were Marber and Kabanos and made that the essence. Okay? But the Rambam's... I think people read the Rambam too superficially. And they just thought that the mitzvah is to be socially friendly. That's the mitzvah. I mean, it sounds shallow. But the Rambam is saying a very important idea, that it's indispensable to the system to have the social element intact. To have a proper social order in the world, because that's a primary objective. Without that objective, you have nothing. Okay?
Is that part of the affect that you mentioned earlier by the Shalom Bayis?
Yes.
So you said the affect that the person realizes that the mitzvah is going to be...
That's right. I said that, right?
You mentioned that it's the Torah is given for his own benefit. But
right.
You're saying now it's not just his own benefit in perfection, it's that his own benefit even in the social.
That's right.
So that's like an element in that idea, right?
That's correct. That's an element in that idea.
Is that
Right, I mentioned it.
Okay,
no, you're right.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
What's the difference between the yachid who reaches that level and removes himself from the social and the person and being marba susum and marba nashim?
Well, the yachid that reaches that level, that's really the ultimate purpose of the system. But there's another purpose also. That's for those who can't attain such a level, that's the greatest accomplishment for the yachid. But those who can't are still part of a great social order. As a matter of fact, Sharon told my parents. He said to them when he met with them once. He said that if I had it to do over again, I'd be religious. He says, now it's too late for me. But if I had, he says, why? Because your grandchildren, you're going to know your grandchildren, and they're going to be religious. He says, mine, I don't know if they'll be Jewish. So what he noticed was what the Rambam says, the practical and the social benefit. There is a social benefit, too. So he didn't, he wasn't mocking the deeper idea, but he's mocking that. Which is true. That's why not a lot of machmer. As a matter of fact, there's a tshuva saram that says you have to try as best as you can, as hard as you can, to find a heter for a person who's having difficulty doing a mitzvah. So, a machmer yachmer latzmo. So, but for others, you have to try to find coolers because to make it. That's why the halach is constructed in such a way that it's built in, really. Durachar darche noam. It's built in with a noam. There's ways to get around halachas in legitimate ways. Ways that are correct, that the Torah wants you to use. The Torah doesn't want that which is asur kach the Torah adif. So the Torah has a system of rachmanis for the social order built in. Hefsed meruba, all different halachas. And they asked the Rav. So the Rav said, I can't give you a heter, he says. But you know you could shop around for one. Like the Rambam mentions, why it's so important to it's such a terrible issa to be makar of the aim, because then you break down the family, and the family is the basic unit of the people. So it's necessary. And of leyosel levavo is leyosel levavo means that he shouldn't his emotions should be in the right place.
What? Isn't that part of the perfection of the soul?
But it's not directly the way to perfect the soul. It's to create a situation where the soul is in a position for perfection. And that's the same thing as the social. Okay? When people are friendly among each other, so then they don't talk Lashon Hara. So the friendship is such which creates the base. The social creates the base. The base upon which perfection can be built. But the social cannot be negated. It's undeniable. I mean, I don't think, when you think of what the Rambam says, I don't think you deny his idea.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Are you also saying every single?
Say every single mitzvah. That's a different story. But the Rambam maintained, every single mitzvah has a social purpose, social benefit?
Yeah, or is that just...
I don't want to go that far. But the Rambam seems to say that, I mean, I would have to go through the time of mitzvahs one by one for that. I'd rather not rather reserve my opinion. I just say that in general that there's a social benefit. Yeah.
Are you going to say like avos is part of the social?
Baby?
Yes.
I'm wondering what could be.
No, avos Hashem is avos Hashem. In general, that a person should have an idea like that. He should be aware of that idea, that there is such a thing. That's part of the social. Because it directs him towards a good goal, and it affects him in how he acts in his life. Okay? But Avas Hashem on the deep plane, that's a different level. For the Hamonam. In other words, what the Hamonam do, that's why I think Rishonim were careful with the Hamonam, not to change Minhagim. Because the Hamonam is really the whole platform of mitzvos upon which the system is built, and it's one of the objectives of the Torah. That's why Rav Moshe's Pesach was very good. When the Frum guys wanted to start the minyan earlier, and MTJ, my brother, was there. So they wanted to start the minyan earlier. So the first week was one of the Kohl guys, just because they were missing Kriyat Shema Bizmana in the brachas. So they wanted to start it earlier. So one week they started early. The next week, but when the Baal Batim came to Rav Moshe, he said, Rebbe, he says, I missed the Birchas HaShachar this week. Because we always start at 9 o'clock, and we started, now we moved to, starting to move it up, 10 minutes. So he says, for 50 years I'm davening here. And he says, in 50 years I never missed Birchas HaShachar. So he says, it's not right, it's not right. So Rav Moshe says, you're right. And he told him, he changed it back. So the Kohl guy came to him and said, but Kriyat Shema Bizmana is a mitzvah. So he said, Shalom is also a mitzvah. But that's exactly what the Rambam says. That you have to, it has to be socially palatable. I mean, so it's true, while it's true that it's a greater kiyum to have the Birchas Kriyat Shema Bizmana, but the system, it's not, you're not over in Avera if you don't. You say Kriyat Shema earlier. So, and the system, the social system is necessary. So that's what Moshe Paskin in that case, that Shalom is, oh, Shalom outweighs the halachic preference. Okay, yes?
Why did Rambam present it by Shabbos? By the Shabbos case, he presented the reason, and then brought in like backhandedly or like in a secondary manner?
No, because what he's saying is it carries with it a significant idea. And that's like a rung of perfection where a person as the chacham sees that, and he's moved by it. You see, that's lamdeni chukecha. But the purpose is, he's showing you how God gives the person the social, but in a way that the theme is one that the chacham can pick up and learn from and gain perfection. Gain perfection, understand Yichud Hashem. That's why he says a person Mechal Shabbos, why is he Chayav Misa? He's not Chayav Misa because he didn't socialize. He's Chayav Misa because it's the main principle in the Torah. So by breaking that performance, he's preventing the Chacham from rising to the highest level. So that's why it's Chayav Misa. See, both are intertwined. Both are intertwined. Okay. He's showing the social appeal in that one. He wants to, so that's why that's primary. In terms of creating the nation, the social appeal is primary. But at the same time, incorporated it in his great idea, so that the Talmud Chacham can gain and can rise to the highest level through it. So it functions in a double manner. But he is concentrating on the social. Of course, he's concentrating on the making the ummah, which is really an essential purpose of all the mitzvahs. Okay? Why is President Chayav Misa from Mechil Shabbos that Aram mentions? Because he broke the greatest tenet of Yavis. Why doesn't he say because of the social? He missed out on the social. The answer is the social is really the structure for the Hamonam in order to have the social situation. But the reason why the Torah places Chayav Misa on it is because the theme, if he obliterates that theme, he's preventing people from reaching the greatest heights and the greatest ideas. So that's how it works in conjunction.
The onus is based upon the higher thing.
What?
The onus is based upon the higher
thing. On the higher thing. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So is it correct to
understand the realm this way? There's no criticism on the that he's making everything superficial. On the contrary, his point is impossible to avoid. The question, of course, is, so they ask on around, why we must follow for the Karbonis to come back? But the answer to that is that the halacha doesn't change, number one, but the system can't change. But in that system, it brings to mind the state that we were in and what was necessary to take us out of that state. So that brings us to Chesed Hashem, and also it makes us aware of more sophisticated tendencies of Avodah Zarah. So it does have a purpose, even though the original reason may not be there, but it does have a purpose because it's marchik a person from Avodah Zarah. Maybe it didn't have to go that far, but it serves a function. And it also shows that we were chosen to be the Ummah that's meruchak from Avodah Zarah, and has a lot of benefits now, too. Okay? But that doesn't take away from how it was constructed or why it was constructed. That's a different thing.
You probably didn't have to be like so graphic before it's constructed for
that. Yeah, that's the idea of the Dar HaFlogah, that they weren't destroyed. Because they had shalom, even though they were Rishoyim, but they had shalom means they had the basic social structure. So they had a structure which could have led to perfection. Dar HaMabul didn't have a social order, so that's why they had to be destroyed. Is the social order, basic social order. That's true. That's what it is.